The University Tower chimes, ringing another session of Ask the Professor, the show on which you match wits with University of Detroit Mercy professors in an unrehearsed session of questions and answers. I'm your host, Matt Mayo, and let me introduce to you our panel for today. To my left, busily looking things up on her phone, it's Professor Beth Oljar.
Hello, Matt. Good to be here.
Hello. Continuing around the table, Professor Dan Maggio is here from the First Organization.
Hi, Matt.
I was just, the mic was right over your words, so Old Mission. So that's Traverse City, right?
It is.
Excellent.
And it's really overkill for today because it's warm. It's
pretty warm. I was going to say, what is Dan Maggio not wearing shorts today on a day like this?
Seriously.
I don't know.
The first student who wore shorts to my classes this semester wore their shorts to class today.
Yeah, I would have worn them.
I mean,
today.
Like seeing Dan in shorts like the swallows of Capistrano. I mean, isn't it?
I just
it?
Didn't break them out yet.
Not yet. Not yet.
How do you know it's not your cat that's texting you? Like, where are you? Aww. Instead of Drew.
It might be.
Well, Drew doesn't ask me for people chicken. And me, Mommy, where's my human chicken?
Fair enough.
Human chicken. Ooh, that gave me a weird feel. What is a human chicken?
Soylent Green.
Exactly.
Segue to Dave Chow. Like, I don't know what else to say.
A human chicken, I guess.
What is a human chicken? I don't even know what a human chicken is.
No, that's what Mara had to be after that challenge that 1 year, wasn't it?
Oh, she did dress up in a chicken suit.
In Ferndale.
And she shopped in Ferndale. A chicken suit wearing a mask.
Oh, wow.
It's still COVID.
I need to hear that story sometime.
Oh, I got
it. It was a really cute thing, and I'm sort of surprised we've never done it again. I've seen it before.
I'm not.
It was a big grid of like things that you could donate money for, and like the low level things were just a few bucks or whatever. And Chem Club tried to do a charitable thing, and the top ones were John Stevens was going to shave his head, which for the record he does all the time, so it wasn't like that
Didn't
shocking.
Didn't you have to shave too?
I shaved my beard off. That freaked everybody out.
And
never doing
Kendra
it
had
ever
to
again.
Handle a snake.
Kendra had to handle a snake, right? Mara
was
went
the chicken
in
suit.
A chicken and then shopped in Ferndale. And then Marwa put her lab coat on and her goggles on and did all of her grocery shopping while her husband videoed her and she checked out and everything. It was awesome. It was awesome. It was like, why are you dressed like this? Oh, it's just a thing. So anyway, yeah. So to answer your question, I have no idea what's going on. Professor Jim Tubbs is also here.
Hello.
Good to see you again.
Thank you. It's nice to be seen
vertical
and not viewed.
Vertical stripes always suit you. That's all what I was going to say. Yes. It's very, very nice.
Why, thank you. That could be useful.
I feel like for some smidgen, Jim, we were on the trip with you because your pictures were just like, oh my gosh, this is absolutely incredible.
Oh, good, good. Yeah. I'm glad to hear it.
I tried to order room service.
Yeah.
It was hot a lot.
Was it like,
starting in Aruba?
Tell us how hot Aruba was.
Oh, like
how
89.
Hot was it?
Oh, wow.
And okay. Panama City was about 91.
Wow.
And a couple of stops in Mexico were about 90 also.
Dry.
And going through the Panama Canal was, you know, a little sweaty.
Did you claim it for the U.S.?
We got to see the prison. It's not very big, but the jail where Manuel Noriega was held alongside the Panama Canal.
Oh, right.
So were they selling souvenirs?
Which looked like an insect magnet.
Wow.
They pointed out that it was not air conditioned. It was like a cinder block building with a flat top and barbed wire all around it.
Very Alcatraz.
Mm-hmm.
Very much Alcatraz. Professor Aaron Bell is here with us today.
I'll be swimming somewhere salty soon, so... Wish me luck. I'm taking 3 Bell children to Mexico in a few
Excellent.
Weeks.
Excellent.
But
wow.
I was like, you guys, we're like, flying is no big deal. It's super awesome. You know, we live on 14 Mile Road. There's a car accident more likely on, 14 Mile Road. But like, it seems like every other week there's some like major malfunction in the air. And I'm having a hard time giving them the sell on how great air travel is. No. So they're really well. One
think
flew
of it as
like
a big
baby.
Bus.
That's what I said. It's like
yeah,
very
it's
mundane
bus.
After a while,
a bus
but
that
like
flies.
There was a fire. It looks like the other day now.
Yesterday,
American Airlines.
Yeah, they had to climb out on the other wing.
Okay, so do you need to take them skydiving first?
I'm not taking them skydiving.
I'll go with them.
It's a little 1994 spring break Cancun, but I don't care. I'm not going to apologize.
Very cool.
It's going to be awesome.
Very cool.
We can give you some of the dogs, pills.
Yeah, I need some of these to give for my kids. Benadryl.
Puppy uppers, doggy downers.
They used to tell you to do that. They could give the kids Benadryl.
And people are not mad about that. if you have a baby on a flight and they're like sleeping and you're like, yeah, I gave them a little Benadryl. They're like, thanks.
Gin and tonic.
Give them some gum so it clears their ears, you know, when you chew the gum.
Yeah, especially when you're descending.
Yeah, that might be a little
And also put it on their seat so they don't jump up and down. So.
They're not.
Professor of drug dealing, Stephen Manning, is... Are you
just now? Just now.
No one caught the puppy uppers and doggy downers joke. Folks, this is a program where you can send us questions regarding anything. If you stump the panel, you win a prize. If you don't stump the panel, you win a prize. You can send us the questions in a number of ways. Email us at atp@udmercy.edu. Find us on Facebook and Instagram, or listen on your favorite smart speaker by asking it to play Ask the Professor at University of Detroit Mercy. Dear Matt and profs, I'm dispensing with my usual and preferred practice of organizing question sets around a theme. This 20 question set is all over the place, random. Please have fun. Signed, Love, Anonymous. So we will take these questions from there. What is the oldest continuously published magazine in the United States of America?
Reader's Digest. Scientific American.
It's Far Scientific South American. Far. Yeah. Now, 1845. Wow. Still reaches more than 10 million people around the world every month.
I was thinking like Saturday.
What about the Farmer's Almanac?
Scientific American. Yeah.
Why is the Farmer's Almanac?
You would know.
Paul Richard's Almanac.
I don't know if it qualifies as a magazine. I mean, I see where you're going with this, although I will tell you, because Poor Richard's doesn't really exist anymore, there's the Farmer's Almanac and the Old Farmer's Almanac, because everything has to have two families that fight each other and then split off. But honestly, they're both post-Civil War as their first formal publication of that style, even though they existed since the 1700s, and this says 1845, so that actually lines up. Scientific American, in its current form, has been published since then. At the senior level of the National Bible Bee? Question mark?
Wait.
How many Bible verses do participants memorize at the senior level?
Wow.
5,000.
That's a little high.
666.
Oh!
That was pretty good.
Let's say 500.
Honestly, Dan is closer. Oh. It's 938.
Oh, So are we talking senior children, or are we talking senior citizens?
That's a good question.
And I'm imagining they have to memorize them in the King James Version.
Possibly. How many words do you think 938 verses is approximately?
Say 15 words a verse on average.
I'm going to give it to Dan. It's about 20,000 words. 20, he said 15,000. Right. That's pretty close.
Yeah, I was going to say about 14, 15.
The thous and the shants. And
the thous and the shants.
Yeah. Contractions. These.
Oh, and begat.
And the begats, yeah, all the begats.
When I was in South Africa, I attended a Quran reciting festival, and they had different levels of that.
Oh.
But at the highest level, these were all young men and teenagers. They would start a verse randomly from the Quran, and the kid would have to continue from where they started.
Right.
That's incredible.
It was amazing.
I mean, memorizing the entire Quran is a big deal.
Well, most of them had
memorized
the entire Quran, but then they could remember where those verses were too.
Yep.
I can't even remember my wife's phone number. I mean, jeez.
Who is both the fourth fastest and the fourth youngest player ever to score 1,000 points in the NHL? November 14th, 2024.
Sid the Kid?
No, Ovechkin?
Sid was on the list, but this is now the fourth. Not Alex Ovechkin. He's kind of old now, unfortunately.
Okay. Yeah, he is.
So the youngest.
Fourth youngest.
Mitch Marner? No, Austin Matthews?
Some people call him McDaddy.
Oh, Connor McDavid.
Connor McDavid.
No, we call him McJesus.
Oh, McJesus.
Look,
Jesus. I've heard McDaddy and McJesus.
You were getting there.
See, it's McJesus because he got the game-winning goal for us. Yeah.
What decibel level can fireworks sometimes reach?
120.
It's actually higher than 140. That.
140.
It says 160.
Wow.
Which is louder than a jet plane taking off from 100 yards away or standing right next to a jackhammer. That's a pretty big deal.
Well, I've heard some that felt like my head was getting squished in.
At the end of 2023, how many restaurants were there in New York City?
Oh
my God. Wow.
This is a nice piece of
7,425.
Higher.
15,000.
Higher.
Whoa.
25,000.
30,000. 21,000. Wow. 170. Wow. How does that compare to the tally of restaurants in the year 2000, 23 years earlier?
Hmm.
It's doubled yeah. since 2000. That's fascinating to me.
What a culinary delight.
Yes.
What's the latest year?
2023, it says. Yeah.
So okay. That was after,
probably even after the pandemic. Interesting.
Yeah. And after
and then think about how many of those are just. Yeah. You know, I remember like when I was in San Diego for Comic-Con, people would slip a menu underneath
are
your door.
There or more people and look
like a legit restaurant.
More
people out of
probably
home.
Both of those things, I would say.
Good food.
As of June 2024, so that's less than a year ago, how many ocean-going cruise ships are in operation?
Looking this
good
way.
Grief, too many. I would say
partial credit.
I don't know, about 400.
430.
What?
Yeah, that's exactly right. Now, how many are on order are actually being built through 2036 in addition to that seagoing 430?
Probably about 300 more.
Oh, okay. It only says 76 here, but only. I just had a heart attack. Yeah. It says only 76 on order for the moment. How many miles of electric cable will Royal Caribbean's new cruise ship, Star of the Seas, currently in the final stages of construction at the Meyer Turku shipyard in Finland, use?
Electrical cable.
How many miles of electrical cable to make this ship?
2,000.
I'd say about 50,000.
50 is too high. You said 2?
Yeah.
It's a little low. It says 4,742.
Okay.
4, FYI, the approximate distance of the European Divide bike trail that goes from Portugal to Norway. Oh, my God.
That's a lot of wire.
That's a lot.
That's a long way.
They're going to lay it out first to make sure it's the right length. Then they're going to put it on the ship.
It's going to be like Joanne Fabric, where they just kind of pull it out yard by yard.
Oh, this is actually a pretty... Oh. I mean, I bet Jim knows this one, but such ships are fueled by what fuel?
Love.
Well,
these are all cruise ships in general?
It says this ship in particular... Ships of that type, the one that we said
that's
built.
That's, I mean, that's like bigger than anything else.
Exactly. So it says it's going to be fueled by LNG. Does everybody know what
liquefied
that is?
Liquefied natural gas.
Yes, liquefied natural gas.
The ship
gas.
That I was on used...
galley slaves.
No, it used...
Oh, my God.
It used kerosene-type fuel.
Yeah.
But it also used propane when it was in okay. certain ports because they wouldn't allow it.
Yeah. Sure.
Oh, okay.
Sure.
It wasn't a Greek trireme.
No. Right. We didn't have any people with oars. I was not volunteering.
Jim, it's your turn to row on the right side this time.
Galley slaves and whips.
Jim was the guy with the drum. He was
like, yeah, that was me. That was me.
Jim could keep a beat.
A one-handed drum and a drink in the other hand.
Right. By total number of units, what is the world's largest car maker?
Units. Toyota.
Toyota.
Okay.
What's the second largest?
Volkswagen?
Volkswagen.
Yeah.
Yep.
Really?
That's it.
Because of all they own.
I mean, there's a lot of Toyota in the States. That's for dang sure.
And overseas.
What percent of Americans say they have confidence that all scientists act in the best public interest?
Oh. Way too few.
Probably really low.
Not enough.
53%.
It's a modest number that does not leave you fully depressed. That's all.
60%?
32.
You're pretty close. It actually says 76.
That's
a lot higher than I thought.
Oh no, that was 1845. No, I'm sorry. It doesn't actually say.
At least Trump hasn't ruined that number yet.
How much did investors and vaccine makers make or lose in market value on the Thursday after President-elect Trump named RFK Jr. as his choice to lead the HHS?
I'd say they lost about 20%.
Yeah, I was going to say 20%.
40%.
I mean, that's a good percentage, but we actually have a hard revenue number here. Yeah,
oh.
So.
Oh.
Yes. They lost billion. $8 billion. Wow. So, yeah, that's ding. Okie doke.
There goes my 401k.
Who won this year's Booker Prize Literary Award?
Oh, I should know that.
Oh. I saw a discussion of this on television, but I forgot it.
Sounds like.
What's her name?
It was only about a month ago.
S.H.
Samantha.
Samantha.
Harvey.
Harvey.
Samantha Harvey. What was the name of the novel?
You read more than I do.
We don't have a chemist at the table anymore, otherwise I'd use a word.
Is it Orbital?
It's Orbital, yes, where an electron is found. How long is this book?
Fairly short.
Can't we just go how heavy the book is?
It's 175 pages.
It's less. It's 136 pages long. Was it the shortest novel to win this prize since its inception in 1969?
Yes.
No.
Oh.
Penelope Fitzgerald's Offshore was 132 pages.
Small time.
Did you read it? Either of you read it, Orbital?
I just finished it.
Is it worth a read?
Very much so. Yeah, it's about it's about five astronauts from four different countries who are in a spaceship.
They're orbiting.
And they're orbiting the Earth.
Okay.
And it's very...
so it's kind of like Gilligan's Island in space.
It's very, it's fascinating. Okay. It's really fascinating how they contemplate what they're doing, and they look down at the Earth, and you know, they keep orbiting and orbiting.
Well, I wonder how the two that got stuck up there for another 10 months think about what they're doing.
Is there a movie star and a professor?
Yeah.
And Marianne. How many?
I mean, that's what it sounds like.
Here on Gilligan's Moon.
How many people in the United States, how would you measure this, have played pickleball sometime in 2024?
How many?
How many? So the population of the United States is roughly 320 million people.
1 million.
2 million.
It's far greater than that. Really? Those numbers, I think pickleball looks
kind of I would say 150 million.
That's unfortunate.
150 is a little high. 50 is the closest. Roughly 40 million people have played pickleball in 2024.
We have it at the fitness center.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep. We should do
it. And actually, I mean... I've heard that, you know, they're trying to convert old Kmarts and old, you know, like those big retail stores.
Gets people moving. Sure. That's what's important.
And, you know, you don't have to worry about weather. And I've also heard, aren't the people on 11 Mile a little miffed because of the noise from it, man?
Yeah.
Yeah.
People that live next door to a pickleball court are really like complaining about
it. All of those old malls and retailers that have gone out of business should be converted into homeless shelters.
Or something.
Or pickleball.
Something positive.
Maybe both.
Yes.
Well, in Traverse City, the old Kmart was converted into the curling club.
I know that I'm going to regret bringing this up, but I may or may not have heard through the grapevine that a member of the AJCU, let's just let our listeners look it up on their own, is seriously considering getting into building an old folks home on campus where, for the able, they are allowed to have jobs on campus and interact with the students. And I'm like, this could be something that could turn into something pretty interesting.
Yes, it could.
So,
it could. Well, because they live in a state that allows you to do that.
Exactly.
Now.
Folks, what state until recently was for three decades the only one with two female United States senators?
Michigan.
Mm-mm.
No. Okay, no.
No. No.
That's California?
It's California. Yeah.
Feinstein and Boxer?
Right,
Boxer. Yes, there you go.
What British post-punk band formed in 1976 and with but one constant member just released its 14th studio album? That's a great piece of trivia right there.
The Clash?
With no.
Joe no, no.
65-year-old frontman. Wow.
Post-punk.
65-year-old.
If I had some lipstick and I just went like
was
this.
Was it? Oh, they just interviewed him on Terry Gross's Fresh Air, I think.
Who, Dan?
It was the New York Dolls.
David Johansen?
No, it's not.
It's it's not Dolls. Him. Oh.
The Pixies.
No, that's they're Irish.
In 80, aren't they? 81, was it, man?
No.
76.
76.
Oh, 76. 76,
yes. My entire lifetime.
Yeah.
Pope. That's the same.
I know, but we should know this.
But they're just children compared to the Stones.
Right.
It's true.
Mind you, they have a new
who
album.
We're going out for another tour this summer. I don't even know how it's possible.
You say they're British or American?
British. Post-punk.
Post-punk.
76.
I'm thinking the Clash.
Not the Bronski Beat.
No, not Jimmy Somerville.
How about I say, whenever I'm alone with you.
Mm. Oh, The Cure.
The Cure.
I should have
Robert
known that.
Smith. Robert Smith. We dressed up for Halloween at Shrine Catholic High School and Academy back in the early 90s. And one of my friends dressed up as Robert Smith and had the lipstick going across her face. And every teacher, you got something there.
Like, they just didn't get it.
I know. Like, that was on purpose. What percent of the money spent from 2022 Inflation Reduction Act, the landmark climate law that is pouring more than $390 billion into clean energy technology, has flowed to Republican congressional districts?
Far too much.
65.
80.
A surprising amount.
It's 80% on the dot. Wow.
Well, they probably had more environmental needs.
Yeah, they probably had the need. Who did Quincy Jones persuade to perform the guitar solo on Michael Jackson's hit Beat It?
Eddie Van Halen.
Eddie Van Halen, who did so extremely reluctantly, it says here. Very interesting.
His son Little Wolfie.
Mm-hmm. So my wife's cousin is out in Montana. It's actually not the best story. He's our age and through a clot, actually, recently, and needed to be helicopter transported to Salt Lake City because Montana does not have the right doctors. ends up in this hospital. He's recovering. Mike is doing very, very well. A cautionary tale for all of us late 40s, early 50-year-olds. And his doctor is Dr. Anzalone. And he goes, yo, I grew up in Detroit. We know a guy who plays for the Lions, Alex Anzalone. He's like, yeah, he's my brother. And our other brother is also an MD that works in this hospital.
Oh, wow.
All the Anzalones converged on Mike's bed. He's like, hey, like, can we get his number?
Does
like,
he have long hair, too?
That was the joke. Do they all have the flowing locks? He's like, no, he was quite sensible and short.
Walking shampoo really commercial.
Funny. Oh, my gosh. Alex Anzalone. That's awesome. I hope he comes back. Please, please.
He's
Alex,
coming back.
Come back. Be healed. Where is the heart, oh, my, of Frederic Chopin, who died in 1849 at the age of 39?
Somewhere in Poland.
I'm going to give you full credit. Yeah, it is pickled in a jar in Warsaw in a church.
Hmm.
Sure.
I was going to say perfect that. Sense. I wasn't sure if that thing was powering Jim's last cruise ship. Do we know why it was pickled?
Because Polish people like pickles.
It's true.
We do.
It's a good question, though, Dan. Like, they think it's going to be able to be, like, hooked back up to something and they'll be really good at piano or, you know, I don't know.
Wait. Is this, like, Futurama here?
Exactly. What? Like, in the
head in a jar.
Oh, my gosh.
Actually, that would make a good jar to pickle, to make pickles in. That would be. Cucumbers and...
Oh my gosh.
I mean, eggs. Pickled eggs.
You could pickle eggs, yeah.
Nice display.
Do you like pickled eggs?
Yes.
I do too, actually.
Professors, how long, according to actual real scientific studies, do crows hold a grudge?
Forever.
Oh, like really for life. Long. Yeah, they're just...
Is that Sicilian crows or just regular crows?
The crow mafia. Oh my gosh. That's where we get the word murder from.
Costa Nostra.
The collective noun is a
murder. A murder, yeah. John Marsloff, a professor at the University of Washington, go Huskies.
Go Huskies.
Estimates that birds remember those who have done them wrong for possibly up to 17 years.
Whoa. Wow.
Birds or just crows?
I believe that we are.
Talk about a grudge.
The size of, like, walnuts?
They're pretty good, huh?
So if you want a filing space for grudges.
If you want to be completely freaked out about this quantity, I don't know if any of you are familiar with, mostly on YouTube, Mark Rober. He's a young guy. Yes. He does all sorts of engineering things. Yes. He's in the Lego zone,
he's
right?
The greatest.
He's also a very kind person who donates a lot of the money that he makes. Last fall, for his Halloween special, he came up with a 27-step escape room. They were very simple puzzles. And gave it to a crow and gave it to, like, a toddler. And the crow did the whole thing from beginning to end. It needed to be shown once what to do. And then, he's cool because he gets inspiration from the things that actually happened to him. He was getting DoorDash.
He did the glitter bomb.
Yes. Everybody knows
and
the glitter bomb.
And then he did the squirrel Olympics in the yard.
Yeah, the squirrel. Yep, the squirrel. And that was wonderful.
Soundly defeated his tasks.
For years, he claims he's been ordering DoorDash, and the crows get to the food on his porch before he can even get there to retrieve the food. And he goes, I wonder how smart they are, and then design this.
I thought you were talking about the porch pirates. Because he also
the glitter bomb. Was wonderful.
He did the glitter bomb.
And the stink ones, too.
Yeah. Yeah. I like
which
the stinky
is
glitter.
Fantastic.
The birds, right? The birds and the birds. Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. They're you smart. Might know these birds from the birds.
Birds.
Bye, Jen.
I really got that movie.
I mean, it's pretty, it's kind of trippy. It's pretty trippy.
That one just, like, I don't get
it. I think that Hitchcock had something out.
Oh, yeah,
tippy.
He did. Would not let her escape the contract.
That's right.
He kept her out of...
Hollywood.
Movies out of Hollywood.
That's right.
Some
one more question.
Sadistic, weird stuff going on.
It is some weird stuff. That is for sure. One more question, perhaps. What are the NFL teams required to provide at halftime for the visiting team? I think I've heard this before.
A locker room?
Towels?
Snacks. Nap time.
Hugs.
Aaron gets it. It's 3 dozen sliced oranges.
Oh, just like soccer.
Absolutely. 3 dozen sliced oranges. I think that's awesome.
That's cute.
It's just, you know, back to peewee football.
It's in the contract.
Do they have to be a certain kind of orange, I wonder? Like high quality.
Does it have to be
cuties.
The cuties?
They bring them
a halo.
Yep.
Navel straight from
a navel.
Florida.
It feels like the whole, what am I thinking here? Like the kiddie soccer thing, right? Like, you know, whose mom was in charge of bringing the oranges. And I don't mean to be gendered with that. Anybody's parent can bring the oranges, but it's like.
What?
No, he know you said kitty.
And I thought kitty soccer. Yeah.
Oh, not that kind of kitty soccer.
Why can't we have a kitty soccer?
Not like puppy bowl. Or
why? Puppy bowl.
The puppy bowl.
Why are the kittens always the cheerleaders at puppy
bowl? I know.
Bowl? I think it's kind of speciesist.
Because the lizards can't do the dance. Okay.
It's true. It's true, actually.
Not sure that's actually what speciesist means, but okay.
We watch Puppy Bowl pretty much every year. I'm just putting that out there. It's pretty entertaining.
If you aren't made happy by puppies, they're like you're lacking a heart or a soul.
There's nothing you can do. Right. There's pretty much nothing
it's like
you can do.
You're an anti-dentite.
Well, we can't be an anti-dentite at Detroit Mercy, that's for sure.
I know.
We've got tons of pre-dents in our classes.
Oh
my gosh. Yes. All right, profs. I'm so sorry. That's all the time we have for today. And the time has come to say goodbye, Heather.
Bye.
Stephen.
Goodbye.
Aaron.
Good evening.
Dave.
See you.
Dan.
Goodbye.
And Beth.
Goodbye.
And now these words.
It's an Ask the Professor flashback.
I was in a Harmony House yesterday buying a CD, and the clerk, when they took my credit card, asked if I were the guy from Ask the Professor.
Did he give you a discount or a freebie?
No, but he asked a lot about George.
Were you in Livonia? Yeah.
No, I wasn't in Livonia.
Mr. Magnet.
Yeah. Our next set of questions comes from Catherine. Now, this is Ledesma. Is it Leedsma or Ledesma?
Is it from
Grand Rapids?
No, from Crowley, Texas. So,
wow.
I don't know how it's pronounced. I probably mangled it. Anyway. I have finally mustered up the courage and the questions to send to your program.
Good.
I've listened to you for many years and lost you when KHJK changed to K-Earth in Los Angeles.
Ah.
By the time I caught up with you again, Professors George and Sarah had become chairs.
And the rest of us are end tables.
Poor babies.
It's a function of age.
In 1995, I moved from Orange, California to Crowley, Texas. Thank goodness KRRW 97.9 FM has enough class to carry you all.
Hey.
You have helped this 50-year-old blind woman through a difficult adjustment period. Every Sunday night, I hop into bed, put on my earphones, and at midnight, giggle silently under the sheets.
Just don't get caught.
Time from the neighbors.
Time to get to work. I have chosen some questions on sports, to which I know all or some of you will know the answer.
Oh, no.
This is our worst.
Yeah,
since I can't tell the difference between an autograph and a photograph, it doesn't matter to me how many you get right or wrong.
We'll dig up a keychain or something.
God, we'll come and move your furniture.
Yes, I just wanted a chance to star on your show. If my answers are wrong, blame Reader's Digest.
We'll send you a couple of
you
chairs.
You come to Detroit, we'll put you
on
the
nice
show.
Nice that somebody actually cares about
it. That's wonderful.
You can email Ask the Professor at atp@udmercy.edu or visit the Ask the Professor Facebook page.
Ask the Professor is produced and directed by Michael Jason and Brian Masonville, and our executive producer is Professor Jason Roach. Until next week, I'm your host, Matt Mayo.